Here at the 2013 Farm Progress Show, I'm speaking with Bruce Rastetter, who is president of the Iowa Board of Regents and CEO of a international agribusiness. And we're going to talk a little bit about U.S. agriculture education and how important that is. And Bruce, we hear a lot about this and the fact that there are actually more jobs available right now for agriculture in the agriculture and agribusiness world than we've got graduates, right?
Well, there is, and Iowa State University is one of the three Regents universities that we govern. The College of Agriculture has record enrollment. It has over 4,000 students this fall, fourth largest in the country, growing, and 99.5% of the students have placement by the time they graduate, with the majority of them having five offers of December their senior year.
Wow, that's huge. What are the biggest fields right now as far as agriculture is concerned?
You know, I think the biggest fields are agronomy, plant sciences. The animal science area is growing because of world protein demand. But it's really the technology, the innovation, and the ability to use science to create greater yields.
How are we, what more can we do to recruit non-ag people into the agribusiness world and to get them involved in the sciences and things like that that are the growing field?
Well, I think we can continue to do it through 4-H and FFA, the way that we've always done that, and expanding those programs to folks from the city. But I think we can do it by talking about job opportunities in the world, and that the world's going from 7 billion people to 9 billion people in the next 30 years. And beyond that, the diets are changing. We're going to double the amount of food that we need. And so it has to come through innovation. It has to come from new precision farming. It has to come from better equipment. So I think creating that opportunity, as always, drives people to industries.
What can agribusinesses do to help support this, about the need for more education in agriculture?
I think one of the areas that I've been involved with before becoming a regent is to give back to entrepreneurship programs at the College of Agriculture. To sponsor internships, to give scholarships. So I think small companies and large companies, but in particular, graduates are looking for a company they can make an impact and a difference on. Those companies should get involved in summer internship programs of some of the best and brightest students and get to know them, and them get to know the company, and they may end up being a great employee.
Are you seeing more involvement by agribusinesses?
You know, we are. Iowa State has a program on summer internships through their entrepreneurship program. They've grown from a few students to over 60 last summer. You know, that kind of development and growth. Their career ag day is growing dramatically. And if you don't make a job offer for those interns in the fall, 2 days after the ag career, you're going to lose out on them. So, you know, that shows you really the demand that ag companies have and understand that they need those graduates and they have an expanding need for them.
Well, what else do ag graduates need as far as a background in education? Are you having to change your curriculum at all to adapt to some of the new jobs out there?
Yeah, I think we have, and we've encouraged that. And I think one of the examples of that, you used to have separate silos, the College of Business, College of Agriculture. College of Agriculture kids had to wait in line to get into the College of Business. They don't. You can apply seamlessly. We need more ag students taking business and finance courses. We need more veterinarians taking finance and entrepreneurship programs. So breaking down and have that cross-discipline education system is really critical in the education system to be able to have a broader, more global thinking, more business-like thinking student that graduates.
How important is agricultural communications as far as a career?
You know, it's really important. I mean, we need to do a much better job, and we need to take it upon ourselves to talk about what's fed the world safely is embracing science and technology. And we need to explain that to our city friends that don't understand a farmer's market is not what is going to feed the world. What's going to feed the world is embracing science and technology, growing more crops from a single acre, using better science to protect the environment, and we've got to tell that story better. And there's some exciting things, I think, happening on that, because I think agriculture recognizes. And we also have the dollars on net profit to be able to do some of that, like what you're doing.
Well, so what you're saying is really that there's a whole array of jobs potential jobs out there for anybody in almost every field as far as agribusiness is concerned.
One of the ways we phrased it, we hired a new president at Iowa State a year ago who actually is a plant pathologist and ag guy, headed a large research in North Carolina. And my view is there's never been a better time for that university in the history of it, in the world, because of the world's need for food in the next 30 to 50 years that'll be ongoing. So for the graduates, the same thing's true. There's never been a better time for agriculture in the history of agriculture for their skill set and what they can do and the impact they can make in their lifetime.
Well, it's exciting. Bruce, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I'd just like to, you know, one of the things we encourage, and being from Iowa, we always say this, that if it wasn't for Norman Borlaug and embracing of science and technology, there'd be a couple billion people that would have died in the world. You know, that we need to make sure that we encourage an education system that develops the next Norman Borlaug for the world. And I think that's the goal, and I think there's literally thousands of them in the systems today that we just need to encourage that to have broad horizons and think really big, because they can make a big difference.
All right. Thank you very much. Here at the 2013 Farm Progress Show, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.